I think the purpose of sermon is to attest our belief is true.
我想我们的正道的目的就是要向世人见证我们的信仰是真实的信仰。
And yet, Sister Jing Feng, you have already testified our Lord is true among us.
好，但是我们看到我们的金凤姐妹已经我们做了美好的见证，见证神是真实的神。
However, today is a very special day. We cannot ignore this very special moment.
好，但是我们知道今天是一个特殊的日子，所以我们不能忘记今天这个特殊的日子。
And therefore, I do still have a message for you.
好，所以我还是真的有一个信息要给大家传递。
The message is about our Lord is alive.
好，我们的信息就是我们的主他活着。
And later on, I'm going to share with you a passage from John chapter 20.
啊，我跟大家会要分享一下在约翰福音的第二十章的一段经文。
This passage was recorded after our Lord has been crucified on the cross.
啊，这段经文记载的是关于主耶稣被钉十字架上以后的事情。
And his blood has drained.
啊，他的血流出。
And his crown was sticking on his head.
啊，荆棘的冠冕能够。荆棘的冠冕已经深深地印在他的头上，但在他的身体之上有那么多的钉痕。在那个星期五的下午，他死在十字架上。
And therefore his disciple put the body into and his friend put his body into a tomb.
所以他的朋友、他的门徒把他的身体放在一个坟墓当中。
And they went back home.
然后他们就离开了。
They need to go back home because that's a special Jewish holiday. They cannot do any work.
啊，他们必须要回家，因为那是他们犹太人的特别的节日，他们不能做别的事情。
And Jesus' body was left in the tomb alone.
那耶稣的身体就留在坟墓当中。
After the holiday of that Jewish custom holiday.
啊，在那个犹太人他们的节日之后。
Jesus' friend rushed back and tried to pay the very last respect to Jesus.
耶稣的朋友又来到了坟墓，他们想对耶稣做最后的敬礼。
They want to anoint some fragrant, some good anointing on Jesus' body to keep his body to smell good.
他们想用香来膏耶稣的身体。
However, as they came to the tomb of Jesus,
但当他们来到耶稣的坟墓前。
They realized the door, the rock that blocked the tomb was open.
他们看到那个封住坟墓的那块大石头已经被挪开。
So these two women friends of Jesus, they came into the tomb.
啊，耶稣的两个他的妇女朋友，他们就进了这个坟墓当中。
And they realized there's no more body.
但他们发现一面坟墓是空的。
They were terrified.
他们感到非常的。担心
Who took my Lord Jesus?
因为他们很担心说谁把我的主耶稣的身体给挪去
We want to give him our very last respect to him.
我们想对我们的主耶稣有最后的敬礼
They were terrified.
他们非常的害怕
However, as they went out,
但是当他们离开坟墓的时候
All of a sudden, they saw Jesus.
他们突然就在路上看见了耶稣
With a very short exchange.
他们跟耶稣有一个很简短的对话
Jesus left.
然后耶稣就离开了。
So these two women, they rushed back and told the disciples of Jesus what had happened.
所以这两个妇女他们就回去，他们对耶稣的门徒告诉耶稣的门徒所发生的事情。
And Jesus' disciples couldn't believe what they had said.
但是我们看到耶稣他们的门徒，他们不能相信这两位妇人是跟他们所说的话。
They feel so sad.
他们感到非常的伤心。
Their dear teacher.
他们的亲爱的老师
His body no longer can be found.
他的身体已经不见了。
In their mind, they think someone took Jesus away.
在他们的脑海里面，他们也许觉得是有人把耶稣的身体，他们老师的身体给偷走了。
In their mind, Jesus has been badly abused on Friday.
他们知道耶稣在星期五，在受难的日子里面，身体受到很大的损伤。
How terrible could it be if someone even tried to abuse the body of Jesus later?
这多么糟糕的事情！他们认为有人会把耶稣的身体会凌辱耶稣的身体。
And second thought came to in their mind.
他们的第二个想法是
，They say if Roman government realized the body of Jesus is missing.
如果罗马的政府知道耶稣的身体已经消失了的话，
whom would they try to find and try to ask and try to interrogate who took the body?
那罗马的政府他们会来审问什么样的人呢？会不会来寻找耶稣的身体？
It's most likely them.
他们知道罗马的政府很有可能会来找他们，找耶稣的门徒来询问。
And all in all, they were terrified.
所以他们非常的恐惧，战惊。
And therefore, on Sunday, the resurrection Sunday.
所以在主复活的星期主日。
And that night, they were all gathering in a locked up room.
所以在那个晚上，他们关门聚集在一起。
And this is the high climax of Sunday.
啊，这是在那个主日的一个高潮。
To me, the high point of Resurrection Sunday is not in morning.
对我来说，主日的高潮其实并不在早上。
It's at night.
其实是在那个晚上。
And all of a sudden, I feel very grateful. Today, we meet at night, and we can truly experience what had happened that night.
所以这让我感到非常的高兴，我们在主日的早晚上，我们可以有这样的聚会。
Let us start to read. If you can, let's read the English for the Chinese-speaking audience. May you just visually read Chinese verse.
好，所以英文的弟兄可以用英文来读。
May we all read together in English. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." It's the night.
是那个晚上。
They were all terrified and they were locked in a closed room.
他们如此的恐惧，他们把门都关上。
They locked the door.
他们关上了门。
And come and question them.
他们非常的担心，他们犹太人的领袖会带着罗马的兵丁来抓他们来询问。
And however, at this time,
但是就在那个时刻
，Jesus showed up.
耶稣出现了。
And they were so ecstatic. They were so happy.
他们非常的高兴，如此的兴奋。
What does this mean?When Jesus showed up,
这代表了什么样的意义呢？当耶稣出现的时候
，You know, in human history,
你知道在人类的历史当中
，there are different religious founders,
有很多不同宗教的创始人
，they all say different things about what will happen after death.
他们关于人死之后会发生什么样的事情，有各种不同的说法。
And the way they live send out a message.
但他们的生活方式给大家这样的一个信息。
The teaching they talk also sends out a message.
他们的教导也给了这样的一个信息。
And I'm telling you,
我告诉大家
believe them.
相信他们。
Why am I saying this?
为什么我这么说呢？因为当他们死亡的时候，他们跨越了生命和死亡的这条界限。
And what they hope is what the theory they have should be true.
他们真的非常的希望他们的理论，关于死亡的理论是真实的。
And they want to come back to human world and tell you what's exactly going on after death.
他们非常希望又能够回到人间，能够告诉人们死亡是什么样的一回事情。
And however, they crossed the line, they realized they couldn't come back.
但是他发现他们跨越死亡的这条线以后，他没有办法再回到生命当中。
They were bound by the curse of death.
他们被死亡的毒钩所限制、辖制。
They too were under the sting and the power of death.
他们被死亡的毒钩在控制之下、掌握之下。
And therefore, they couldn't come back and tell you what they told you was wrong.
所以他们没有办法能够回到世间来告诉你们，他 他们以前所说的关于死亡的信息是错误的。
However, I believe they do hope.
但是我相信他们真的有这样的希望。
There was a human on the other side of the world.
他们看到有在另外一个方面有世人在另外一方面。
If I didn't come back, I hope you realize what I have told you was wrong.
所以他们可能会希望说，如果你看到我没有回去的话，你就会知道我跟你们所说的是不真实。
Have you ever have a date with your friend?
你和你的朋友有没有这样的约会？
Sometimes you say we're going to meet at some place. If I didn't show up, then you will realize I have something more important to do.
如果你朋友跟你说我们会在一个地方约会，但是如果这朋友没有出现的话，你就可以想象你的朋友可能有更重要的事情。
So believe those different religious founders. They were true. They were telling you a message.
我们相信那些宗教的那些创始人，他们只想要告诉你一个信息。
Because they are here, they couldn't come back to tell you what they are happening to them.
所以他们在死亡的这一边，他们已经没有办法能够再回到生命当中来告诉你他们在死亡这边所经历的。
The fact that they couldn't come back to tell you what happened, they already send you a message.
他们没有办法能够回到生命那一边来告诉你，这本身就告诉了你一个信息。
They want to tell you.What I said before was wrong.
他们想告诉你，就是他们以前所说的都是不真实的。
However, our Lord is different.
但是我们的主却是完全不一样的神。
I'm restricted by this handcuff.
我的手被这个手铐所。
I'm bounded, so it's hard to move.
我被禁锢了，所以我不活动不方便。
However, our Lord is different.
但是我们的神是不一样的。我们主不同。
He proved to the human world that no longer have power on him.
他向我们世人显明，死亡在他身上没有任何的权柄。
And therefore, he stepped back to the world.
他又能够重新回到世间。
And proved to the whole world.
他向世人来证明。
What I told you before is true. Believe me.
我告诉你的，先前所告诉你的是真实的。
And therefore, all the disciples were so happy they followed the right person.
所以他耶稣的所有的门徒，他们如此的喜乐，他们知道他们跟随了正确的神。
Though in the past, their dear teacher was abused.
尽管在以前，他们的老师受到如此的虐待。
And yet, right now, when their teacher comes back, they realize one thing.
但是当他们看到他们的主耶稣，他们老师又回来以后，他们意识到
，the good can conquer evil，
看到良善的可以战胜邪恶
，the righteousness can overcome injustice，
这公义的、公正的可以战胜不公义
，the kindness can overcome the brutal acts，
良善的可以战胜邪恶的，战胜。
And not only that, Jesus told them before.
不但如此，主耶稣也告诉他们以前也告诉他们。
The life in me and you are going to have the same.
你也会有和我一样的生命。
The scripture told us.
经文中也这样告诉我们。
That Jesus is the first fruit.
耶稣他是那初熟的果子。
What does it mean first fruit?
初熟的果子代表什么样的含义呢？
If you go to Adam's farm and purchase a tree today,
如果你到 Adam's farm 去买一棵树的话
，and you bury the tree in your backyard and start to grow,
你把这个树种在你的院子里，这个树就开始长大。
And you have no idea what the tree you have purchased.
也许你可能对你买了一棵什么样的树，你却并不太了解。
However, after 3 years, finally it comes the very first fruit.
但是如果3年以后，这棵树结了第一个果子。
And I can guarantee you, all the fruits after are going to be like that.
我可以保证的，我可以肯定的跟你说，从那以后的所有的果子都会像第一个果子一样。
If somehow you find the first fruit is orange,
如果你看到第一个果子是橘子的话
，If you ever find apples after that,
如果你发现后面的果子却成了苹果的话
，You may get Nobel Prize.
你可能会得到诺贝尔奖。
But the fact is.The first fruit represent all the fruits after that.
我们看到这第一个果子，初熟的果子，代表了以后所有的果子。
All the fruits with the same characteristic. And there's all going to follow, popping here, popping there, all coming out. What does it mean? Jesus, you die and conquer death and come back to life. If I believe in you, I have the same life.
如果我相信主耶稣的话, 我也可以有同样的生命。
Then what's wrong with death?
那如果是这样的话, 那死亡还有什么可怕的吗?
What's the big deal then?
那死亡还有什么那么让我们担心的吗?
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
are you afraid of going to barbershop?
你去理发的话, 你会不会很担心呢?
If someone is going to cut your hair, say please don't cut, because once you cut, I no longer can have hair.
如果你跟人说，你请不要剪我的头发，如果你把我头发剪掉的话，就不会再长出来。
Because you know full well it's going to grow back.
你没有这样说，因为你知道你的头发还会再长出来。
So you are not afraid having haircut.
所以你对于理发这样的事情，你不会有任何担心。
To us Christians,
对我们基督徒来说，
death is no longer a big deal.
对我们基督徒来说，死亡不再是那件可怕的事情。
Because Jesus is the first fruit.
因为主耶稣他是那初熟的果子。
I'm going to have the same life.
我们和主耶稣可以有同样的生命。
I'm going to have the same DNA as he had.
我们和主耶稣可以有同样的DNA。
Because right now, our carnal body,
现在我们的生命,
we are all programmed to die.
其实我们的身体注定是会要死。
No matter you want to get a stem cell here and there,
不论你可以有stem cell在这里或在身体里面,
even though you may have a 20-year-old heart,
即使是你有一个20岁的这样的肠胃,
and however you have an 80-year-old liver,
或者是你有一个18岁的这样的肝脏,
eventually it's all programmed to die.
但是最终我们身体是会要死亡。
However, Jesus said once, He is risen.
但是我们知道主耶稣他是我们的赎价。
He is going to give the same DNA to us.
他会给我们同样的我们的DNA。
And our life will be reprogrammed.
我们的生命会被重新的更新。
And therefore, when Jesus comes,
所以当主耶稣他再来的时候,
He's showing you,
他向我们显明,
we don't need to be afraid of death. It's a new kind of body. The second thing why the disciples should be overjoyed, Jesus came among them. The very first word he said to them is, peace. And again, Jesus said to them,
同时耶稣又对他们说,
peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
Jesus only saying two sentences, already he said peace twice.
耶稣只说了两句话, 都是说平安。
You know, if I were Jesus when I was crucified on Friday,
如果我是耶稣的话, 如果星期五被钉在十字架上,
when I'm risen on Sunday,
如果我在主日复活的日子, 我复活的话,
do you know the first person I will visit?
你知不知道我第一个想要拜访的人是谁呢?
I will show up the bedroom of the high priest.
我会出现在大祭司他的卧室里。
Now you know I'm real, don't you?
所以我可以对大祭司说，你看我是真的，我是真实的。
I will show up to other Pharisees.
我也会在那些法利赛人面前出现。
I will show up to the soldiers who flocked me.
我也会出现在那些鞭打我的士兵的身上。
I want to scare them.
我会让他们恐惧。
I want to show them what's righteousness.
我会让他们显示什么是公义。
But this is not my Jesus.
但这不是我们的主, 不是我们的主耶稣。
What Jesus have in mind is their, his students.
主耶稣他心中所想的是他的门徒。
His disciples, his friends.
是他的学生,
he's afraid they were worrying about him.
他很担心, 他的门徒, 他的学生, 会为他担心。
I think the disciples, once they saw Jesus, they do have a lot of mixed emotion.
我可以想象，当主耶稣的门徒看到主耶稣的时候，他们心里有很复杂的内心感受。
Yes, indeed, Jesus is the one they love so dearly.
没错，主耶稣是他们所挚爱的。
And they long to see Jesus again.
他们非常渴望能够再见到主耶稣。
And they were so happy Jesus indeed is alive.
所以他们如此的喜乐，他们看到主耶稣真的是复活了。
And immediately, perhaps only me, I would think like this.
在那个时候，我想也许可能只有我这样的想法。
Jesus, on that Friday when you need me the most,
在主耶稣最需要我的时候，在那个星期五。
You want me to accompany you to go through this trial?
主耶稣需要我们跟他一起来经历这样的审判的时候。
I fled.
我逃跑了。
I don't want to suffer because of you.
我不想为了主耶稣而来受苦。
And now you showed up.
但是现在主耶稣你却在我面前显现。
I'm so ashamed.
我真是感到非常羞愧。
But our Lord is here to say, "Have peace."
但是我们的主在这时候对我们说，愿平安赐给你们。
What does it mean?
这代表什么样的含义？
He forgives.
代表主耶稣已经原谅了我们。
Even though we may fail.On my Christian walk,
尽管在我们属灵的生命当中，我们可能会有失败的时候。
We think the wrong thing,
我们可能会有不好的想法。
We betray our God,
我们可能也会出卖我们的主。
And we say we no longer can be worthy to be called a child of God.
很多时候，我们觉得我们自己不再配叫为成为神的儿女。
And I'm afraid, Jesus, please don't touch me because.I'm going to be accused by you because you are so holy.
我就说，主耶稣，你不要再来触摸我，我是如此的不洁净。
But the very first word Jesus said to us.
但是主耶稣他复活以后跟我说的第一句话是
，peace，
平安
，the true peace，
真平安
，the true forgiveness，
是真实的宽容饶恕。
What a comforting.
这是多么让我们感到安慰的事。
Our Lord desire us to be forgiving and desire us knowing that He is going to be with us in every difficult and lonely moment.
主耶稣想让我们知道他是那一位原谅我们的神，他也知道让我们知道在我们困难当中的时候他会与我们同在。
He has no desire to condemn us.
他没有想法要来责备我们。
And he understands we are so weak, so frail, and we fail all the time.
他知道我们的软弱，他知道我们时刻会跌倒。
So he said peace twice.
所以他说了两回平安。
May we truly understand this is our Jesus.
让我们真正的明白，这是我们的主耶稣基督。
When we are terrified.
当我们恐惧的时候
，When we face hopelessness，
当我们在绝望当中的时候
，He will show up，
他会出现
，And He will comfort us，
他会安慰我们。
No matter what the physical condition is，
不论我们这个物理的状况
，Even you try to lock the door，
即使是我们想来关注我们
，He still come into your heart， say I'm here to comfort you，
他还是会进入我们的心中，他会对我们说，我在这里
，I am alive，
我复活了。
The other thing, the disciples should be joyful.
那我想第三个，这些门徒他们应该感到非常喜悦的原因是
，Jesus says something, it's extremely beyond their imagination and understanding.
主耶稣跟他们说了一些他们真是完全没有办法能够揣摩的事情。
Jesus said to them,
耶稣对他们说
，As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
父怎样差遣了我。我也照样差遣你们。
How did God, the Father, send Jesus?
天父是怎么样差遣主耶稣
？And the same way we will be sent by Jesus.
同样的，主耶稣也会这样来差遣我们。
Please listen very, very carefully.
我们要很仔细的来听。
I took SAT to go to college. And all the teenagers here, I can tell you, you for sure you're going to take SAT to go to college. Now, Jesus is saying, how God the Father has sent me,
耶稣说, 天父怎么样差遣我,
the same way,
同样的,
you will be sent.
我们也会被差遣。
How was Jesus be sent by God?
天父是怎么样来差遣主耶稣呢?
First, there was John the Baptist who paved the way for his ministry.
首先我看到有施洗约翰他铺平了道路。
And then later on, God sent the dwelling of Holy Spirit to be upon Jesus.
接下来我们看到天父差派的圣灵降临在主耶稣身上。
And Jesus received unlimited inspiration and guidance and protection from Holy Spirit.
我们看到主耶稣从圣灵那里领受到了无穷的安慰、无穷的智慧、无穷的保护。
This is how Jesus was sent. Is that encouraging to us? Because we will be sent in the same way. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a great revelation to me. Now I realize the person I want to preach the gospel to, the person I want to introduce Jesus' love to,
我不论是谁,
somehow, some way, someone already paved the way for me to do that.
所以我就可以看到,
woman at the well has already been prepared her condition to meet our Lord Jesus.
我们看到撒玛利亚的在井边的妇人, 他就有人预备了道路,
which means today, if you go to ShopRite, if you go to Price Chopper, if you go to Stop and Shop, if you met someone, start talking, don't be afraid to talk to them.
这就是如果你去商店去遇到人跟他交谈的时候，你不要有惧怕。
Because way before, God already prepared that person for you to talk to.
因为在那之前，主已经预备好了那条道路。
It happened to me so many times. I didn't understand how did this happen. Until I read this verse. Wow, everything has already been prepared. The only key is whether I'm obedient or not. Whether I have a humble heart or not. Whether I'm willing to follow the leading of Holy Spirit or not. While we were doing God's mission, Jesus said, you will have the dwelling of Holy Spirit also. Then what are we afraid of? The all-knowing Holy Spirit will give you and me His wisdom and guidance. The same guidance He gave to Jesus. You say, wow, George, how could you say that?
你能说,
because this is the promise of Jesus. Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们,
we all can do our mission. This is such a victorious calling. The coming back of Jesus. Show us 3 points. First, He showed up. He has conquered death.
第一,
whatever He said before is true. Whatever He said He's going to love and guide and save us from sin is all true.
他所说的一切都要来带领我们，要来帮助我们，让我们在罪恶当中能够拯救我们，都是真实的。
And we are going to have the same life.
我们会和主耶稣有同样的生命。
We no longer need to fear death.
我们不再需要为着死亡而惧怕。
Death, where's your sting? It cannot affect me.
死亡里的毒钩在哪里？没有再有权势。
Because my life has been reprogrammed to have the program and the DNA of my Lord Jesus.
因为我的生命有个全新的生命，和主耶稣有同样的 DNA 的生命。
Maybe I do feel there's somehow some attachment with the world. I do have the loved one on this earth.
也许我们在这个世上，我们还是有亲爱的。
But I won't be terrified when I face death.
我们会有不死，但是我们不会有恐惧，当遇见死亡的时候。
Because this is like going to a barber shop.
因为这就像你去理发店一样。
Secondly, Jesus is here to give us peace.
第二，我们看到主耶稣啊，要给我们平安。
So many times we worry.
很多的时候，我们有太多担心。
We feel lonely.
我们感到孤单。
And we feel so guilty before the Lord.
我们也感到很自卑。
But this is not the nature of our dear Lord Jesus.
但是这不是主耶稣要给我们的。
He is here to comfort us and give us peace and strengthen us.
他来到我们当中，他要给我们平安，要给我们安慰，要给我们力量。
Please don't take me wrong that my Lord won't judge.
不要误会。说主耶稣他不会来审判。
However, his true intention is to save us.
但是我们要清楚地知道，他真实的愿望是要来拯救我们。
No matter where you are,
不论你身处何处，
as long as you have called our Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord,
只要你向主耶稣发出呼喊，你接受他成为你生命的主和救主。
Even you lock yourself in basement or lock yourself in a car,
即使是你把你自己关在车里或者关在地下室的话，
God will show up and say, "Peace be with you."
主耶稣还是会出现在你的生命当中，会说平安赐给你。
I understand you.
我理解你。
I want to give a living power and knowing that I love you no matter where you go, even you put yourself in a locked room.
他给你力量，他告诉你他爱你，他会与你同在，即使是你把自己关在房子当中。
Lastly,
最后
，Do we want to find a purpose in life?
我们是不是愿意要找到我们生命的意义呢
？Jesus say, "You can have the same meaning and same purpose of life on this earth as He did."
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们在这个世上可以和他一样，有同样的生命的意义。
You are going to rescue souls.
你要来拯救灵魂。
And those souls has already been prepared for you to touch.
这些灵魂已经有人预备。
What's a better mission and better job in the world than doing this?
在这世界上还有更好的工作，更好的使命吗？
I think this is the most wonderful thing.
我想这是最可爱的事情。
Saving people to have eternal life.
能够把人的生命拯救出来，得到永恒的生命。
This is so glorious.
这是多么有荣耀的一件事情。
And please give us a new purpose in life.
给我们一个我们生命当中一个新的命令。
How wonderful.
这是多么美好的一件事情。
May we bow our head.
让我们低头。
My Lord Jesus, you have risen.
我们的主耶稣基督，你在死里从死里又复活。
To prove to us,
你为了向我们证明
，You are the true God.
你是那又活又真的神。
And how wonderful!
你是多么美好！
You're going to give the same life to us.
多美好！要给我们与你同样的生命。
And you want to give your peace to us.
你要把你的平安，真平安赐给我们。
And you are going to give a mission to us. Even though we may suffer in this world, But Jesus, you have promised us. How you were sent by the Father. You, the same way you're going to send us. And therefore, we understand all the sufferings we are going to face in this world. Will carry an eternal value. Thank you, God. Thank you, giving us new life. May we all be different now. Those of you who haven't received Jesus as your personal Savior, Jesus wants to come to your heart and say peace. And we'll continue to ask, do you want to continue to have peace? May you say yes to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.